The city of Delta has received up to $25,000 from the provincial government to support its Delta Age-Friendly Strategy and Action Plan. The provincial funding is part of more than $500,000 in grants for age-friendly assessments, planning and projects awarded to 25 communities in BC, including 4 Indigenous communities. An age-friendly community is one that ensures senior residents live active, inclusive, socially engaged and independent lives. This year, 37 local and Indigenous governments submitted applications for asterisk Stream 1 grants for as much as $25,000 for age-friendly assessments and action plans, or asterisk Stream 2 grants for as much as $15,000 for age-friendly projects. It's important for seniors to feel included and comfortable in their communities as they age, said Mabel Elmore, Parliamentary Secretary for Senior Services and Long-Term Care in a news release. These age-friendly assessments, action plans and projects will help our seniors age in place and be socially engaged and active members of their communities. The Age-Friendly Communities Grant Program focuses on equity, sustainability and multi-sector partnerships. Some examples of programs popular with communities are related to housing, climate and emergency plans for a diverse population of seniors, gathering spaces for seniors and elders, and inclusive physical activity and social programming. Now, more than ever, age-friendly communities planning and implementation are important steps for the shifting demographics in Canada, added Jody Mucha, Executive Director, BCHC. We are thrilled to be delivering this program and working to build on local and Indigenous communities' capacity to create and sustain age-friendly communities. BC Healthy Communities Society, BCHC, is a province-wide not-for-profit organization that facilitates the ongoing development of healthy, thriving and resilient communities. The program is a partnership between the provincial government and BCHC. Since 2015, BCHC has worked in partnership with the province to deliver the capacity-building component of an age-friendly BC. This year, BCHC is administering the redesigned grant program.